Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We'll start from the Mishnah again. We did the Mishnah yesterday, but we'll do it again just to get the flow. Today we'll learn, today's the yard site of the Chavetz Chaim. So we'll learn the Ilhas Nishmas. There's probably nobody in the past 500 years that impacts our life on a day-to-day basis more than the Chavetz Chaim. Probably true. I argue with that, but I think it's a safe assumption. And the learning today should be an aliyah for his neshama. Says the Mishnah, Marchikin es asulim in hashovach arba amos. You have to distance a ladder 4 amos away from a shovach is a dovecot, a place where you keep the pigeons. Why? Kedei shelo tikvat hanemiyah, so that an animal, a weasel, some kind of animal, won't be able to jump onto the dovecot and cause damage. V'yas hakosel, also a kosel, this we did yesterday, the Gemara, min hamazchila. You have to distance a wall from a gutter, dalar amos, 4 amos wide, kedei she'ezokif es hasulam, so that you'll be able to lean the ladder against the wall. Okay? Very good. Now, here's the key. Lema masnisin deloki Rabbi Yossi. This Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yossi. De'ika Rabbi Yossi, if it is like Rabbi Yossi, ha'amar, he says, Rabbi Yossi says, zechofer besoch shalom, v'zanatea besoch shalom. I could plant, and I could put my, tree, and I could dig my pit. We're gonna have later on, you're not allowed to dig a tree, or within a certain number of amos away from a pit. Why? Because the roots of the tree are going to go and damage the pit. It's the mazik's responsibility to make sure that you don't put your things next to somebody else to cause damage. Rabbi Yossi said, absolutely not. I could put wherever I want. I could plant a tree wherever I want. I could dig a pit wherever I want. The tree over there, it's the nizik's responsibility. If I don't want to get my pit to have damage, I see these trees right there. I could put it here. I don't want to do that, I should move it. Not his fault. It's my responsibility. Right? So says the Gemara that therefore this Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Yossi. Why not? Because Rabbi Yossi said you could put your tree wherever you could put the ladder as close as you want. Right? There's an animal in there. So what? Then the guy should move his birds. Right? There is no problem. Rashi mentions that all the previous Mishnahs might not go like Rabbi Yossi. Einachanami, and the Gemara picks up this one. Einachanami, you're right. The thing about the manure and the urine, all that doesn't go like Rabbi 100%. So the Gemara says, no, afilu teima Rabbi Yossi. You could even say it's Rabbi Yossi. This is going to be a fundamental key. Ha'amar of Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Ki avina b'Rav Kahana. Ha'amar, he said, Modi Rabbi Yossi begire didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees when it comes to shooting arrows. Can I sit on my property and shoot bullets into your property and destroy your house? Shoot bullets into your windows and crack all your windows? Can I do that? It's the Nizik's responsibility to make sure nothing happens to his property. That's ridiculous. When you're actively damaging, of course Rabbi Yossi agrees. Of course he agrees that you can't actively damage. When does Rabbi Yossi say he's in? By the roots of a tree. That's not active damage. I'm putting a tree over here. The roots are going to go underground 30 amas, 20 amas, and damage your property. That I'm allowed to do. You don't like it? Move your pit. But to sit in the property and unleash damage on the other, of course he can do that. So I can't put a ladder over here when I know the animal's in there, it's going to jump and kill the birds. That's like shooting the birds. You can't do that. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. Okay? Right. Hachanami, Zimnan, the Bahadi, the Monachle, when you place the ladder over there, Yosva Bachur, somehow the animal is sticking in a hole, the Kafta, and it's going to attack the birds. So you're causing that. Vagramahu, it's a grama. It's indirect. Amr of Tuvi Bar Masna, Zosemeret. That's what we said. Grama Bidi Zokin, Osir. You're Osir. You might not be Chayef. Because if it's a grama, you might not be Chayef. But it's Osir. I'll do it. Right? Okay.
The roots,
not only, of course it's a grama, but it's even worse than a grama. It's not active. It's so passive that even Rabbi Yossi would say, you're not Chayef for that. Right? So listen to this fascinating, Michael Fuchs showed me this last night. Listen to this fascinating shot. You think, what does that have to do with my life? Right? What does this Gemara have to do with my life? So Ramosha Feinstein comes up, what has to do with you? What? Listen to this one from Ramosha. Ishun cigaretin, he's smoking cigarettes, bebeis ha-medjish, bebeis ha-kinesis, shemafriya lachem, the smoke is bugging me. So can I say, put that out? It's bugging me, the smoke. Am I allowed to say that? Do I have a right to say that? Do I have a right to say that? Says Reb Moshe, 100%. You have a right to say that. This tshuva was written in 1981. Okay? You have a right to say such a thing? Reb Moshe says, absolutely. He says, v'hine, pashut ubarer. It's clear. Shafilu imleka cheshash sakana v'choshesh choli dinafil. Even if you want to tell me that they're not dangerous. Even if you want to go down that road, which is Reb Moshe Shita, that complicated Shita. But even if you want to tell me it's not dangerous. Ella, shakar shalahem lisbol. I don't like it. It bothers me. Usher, sham lashon. You're not allowed to smoke if it bothers the other guy. Ki'af rak begiri diday. It's just my indirect damage. Indirectly bothering you. I'm not hitting you. I'm not slapping you. I'm not pushing you. What am I doing? I'm smoking. And the smoke bothers you. Shu grama mamish. To grama mamish. What's the difference between that and putting a ladder for Amos away from a Shavach? Next of Giri Diday, but Giri Diday, it's active. I'm actively smoking. I lit a cigarette. Chamod de Gamrib, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, above a Basra daf Chav Beis. Right? Mishum de Zimnin, sometimes, Bahadi de Manach le Yasma Bechor of a Kafat Tanamiya. The animal's going to jump out and go kill the birds. The Yazik, Mishum Damar of Tuba Ramasna, Grama Ben Zikit, Asr. How only a Godel could do that. Only a Godel could take this Gemara and apply it to what goes on in the base of measures. You just missed it. Only, we'll say it later. We'll say it again later if we have time at the end, and if not, I'll tell you afterwards. Only Reb Moshe Feinstein could pull that out of a hat. That if the smoking bothers another person, and you're sitting around between Mincha Ma'ariv on a weeknight, and the guy's smoking, there's a shear going on, you could say, please put it out. Just like you're not allowed to, you have to distance the animal, to distance the ladder a certain amount. Why? It's indirect. Yeah, but it's called Gira Diday. Amazing, no? Okay. Rabbi Yosef, have a lehanu tali. Rabbi Yosef had these small dates to have a asu umne, that the Yosef tutaihu. People would let blood underneath these trees. The asu arve, and the ravens came. Achli dama, they ate the blood. Visalki abe tali, they went up into the tree. Umafside tamri, and they smeared somehow with their beaks the date up in the tree, and they ruined it. The blood from the bloodletting they transferred up there to the top of the tree, and they destroyed it. So Amar Lahu Rav Yosef, afikuli karko mehacha, get rid of these chirping birds. In other words, if you get rid of the bloodletting, if you move to somewhere else, so Rashi says, we'll see in a minute, if you move somewhere else, then the birds won't be here, the blood won't be here, and then my trees will be safe. You mamish ruining all my crops. Amalei abaya for gramahu. But it's a grama. It's indirect. Listen to what you do. You're doing a mutter act. I'm allowed to let blood. I'm doing a mutter act. Some of the blood spills on the floor. The ravens come, take the blood up to the tree. That's a grama. What do you want from him?
Where are they doing this?
They're doing, so Rashi says, the Gemara might even say it, that a chazaka to be there. That a chazaka to be there. You can't kick them out. They're allowed to be there. So it's a mutter to be there. It's a mutter act. It causes some indirect. So it's very far-fetched. So you have the time to tell them to leave? So, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar of Tuvi Bar Masna. So Samaritan. That's what we said. Gron B'di Zaken Aser. It is Aser. Aye, V'achzik Lehu. Then a Chazaka. So, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Avua, Ein Chazaka Lini Zaken. We have a Chazaka to cause damage? That doesn't make any sense. What kind of Chazaka is that? Oh, I'm allowed to cause damage. I have a Chazaka to, I'm allowed to do it. I said it. Nobody blinked an eye. What kind of chazaka is that? That's crazy. The chazaka to cause harm to other people? What kind of chazaka is like that? What kind of chazaka is that? What chazaka is damage? Right?
There's no easement
rule by there's no reason. We have easements. We have rules like that. Not the damage.
Wake up 5 years later.
Right. So that's the third parak. The third parak is all about chazakas and waking up 5 years later. That's going to be the third parak. Here, what?
That's the problem. You need to go 3 years later.
Right. That's the problem. But when it comes to...
It didn't bother
for the
first 3 years.
So we're going to get to this. The Gemara assumes there's no kind of chazaka. There's no kind of thing like that. Well, I woke up after 5 years. For 5 years, you've been damaging the guy. No chazaka like that. V'la vitmar Allah, Rav Mari Omar Bekotra, that Rav Mari said that only by smoke, Rav Zvid Omar Bebeis Akise. And Rav Zvi said it by an outhouse. In other words, when do we say that you have no chazaka to do damage? when it's something that is so blatantly obvious, nobody would have ever given permission. You could put an atlas over here on my property. You're going to do. And the Rashi says it's above ground. It smells. It's damaging. Nobody would ever, in a million years, give permission for that. What kind of chazak is that? Or smoke, to make some kind of smoke. It's very dangerous. It's very, not dangerous, it's very, it smells, it's unhealthy. Nobody would agree to that. This? You want to compare this bloodletting to those? Those are clearly crossing the line of what people would tolerate. Why didn't he say anything all these years? I don't know. That's a good question, I don't know. But it's clearly, clearly not a chazaka. You can't have a chazaka to mamish, have an outhouse and ruin the guy's field. You're comparing that to this? So the Gemara says, yeah, we are comparing it. You know why? I'm an Istinus. I'm a very particular person. And Tosfos said, everybody knew he was a particular person. You know what? Kikatur bekisa domali. That, what you're doing over here, that's just like to me, like an outhouse or the smoke. No different to me. And you knew that. You knew what kind of person I am. You know I'm a very finicky person. So you want to tell me, well, listen, that rule that there's no chazaka, that there's no chazaka by Nezikin only applies by things that are really going across the line, right? That's what you want to say? To me, this is like crossing the line. And you should have known that. Yeah?
I mean, when you walk in my backyard, you're ruining my grass.
Right.
You're ruining my grass.
Right.
Why can't say that no chazaka by Nezikin by that?
What do you mean? I'm not allowed to walk on your property. If I walk on your property, you're going to sue me. You're going to say, listen, you just walked on my property. You ruined my grass.
Backyard for the last 3 years. We can't
so you have to wait till the next parak. All those things are going to be addressed. They're all going to be answered. I guarantee it's going to be answered. It's for 30 blot of this question. Just to foreshadow it, whatever those rules are, they can't apply by damage. So, yes, in some metaphysical sense. Let's say I'm living in your house for 3 years, for 5 years. You walk in one day and say, well, what are you doing here? It's mine. So what do you mean? I'm here for 5 years. Now, I didn't damage it. But the fact that I'm in your house, I damaged it, no? That's what you're asking, basically. The virtue of the fact that I'm in your house, that's automatic damage. You don't want me there. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about damage like that. That's considered acceptable. We're talking about having an outhouse. That's clearly crossing the line. We're not talking about use. You're saying use, by definition, is damage. The Gemara doesn't think that. Like, use is use. Damage is when you cross the line. Right? Your point is going to be in the next parak. Next Mishnah. Marchikin es ha-shovach min ha-ir, chamishim amah. You have to distance a dovecote, a shovach, from the city 50 amas. Why 50 amas? Because that's how much a bird will travel and eat. So within 50 amos, no problem. Once you put, if the dovecote is within 50 amas of the city limits, we're afraid that the birds are going to eat on other people's property. So go out into the boondocks, F beyond the city limits, put your thing 50 amos there, and any radius that the bird will fly, then nothing, it won't be stealing. It'll be hefker stuff. That's no problem. V'lo yasa adam shavach b'soch shalom, and you can't put it in your own property, elim kin yesh lo chamishim amos l'chol ruach, unless you have 50 amos in all directions, so that if the bird does fly around, it'll eat in your property, not in your neighbor's property. Same halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Arbas Kurin, Rabbi Yehuda has another shita. He argues. He says, you have to have an area of four kur, Malay Sheger Hayona, which is the distance of a yona in one flight. How much is that? It's a huge amount. It's 273 amos in each direction. That's how much space you have to give for the bird. Why? He argues on the shita. But, Afilu Beis Rova, even if, I'm sorry, v'yimlacho, but if you bought this thing from a previous owner, right, and you look around, there isn't 273 amas between here and the next guy's property. I bought it like this. And you measure, and you say, well, hey, this is not 273, what's going on? So it's not a problem, because we assume that the previous owner has some kind of deal. Either the neighbor was mochel, or you paid him, or the previous owner paid. You have no clue. You don't know what went on. But we assume that something must have gone on. The Gemara in our bed, we tie it on behalf of this guy. The neighbor says, hey, what's going on here? What do you mean? This thing's been here for 25 years. Either the old owner paid you, or you were mochel, or some kind of deal, and therefore we're very sorry. So if that's true, imlach, if you buy it, then I feel based rova, even if it's a tiny area, it's no problem. Why? Because we assume that it's old news, and it's fine. So now the Gemara is going to have questions on the Gemara is going to have questions now on all these numbers that we gave. Chamishim amma v'tzu lo. What, a bird only flies 50 amas? That's not true. For a minhi, wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, ein parsin nishbin leonim. You're not allowed to set up a trap for a bird. Why? Because maybe the bird doesn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. Ela imkein hayirachim min hayishiv shloshim ris. You have to be 30 ris away. Then you can set up a trap. How much is 30 ris? 30 ris is 8,000 amas. You said 50 amas. You have to set up 8,000 amas away. What are you talking about? Why? Because you set up a trap within 8,000 amas. It could be someone else's bird. Now it's still someone else's bird. You want a hefka bird? Go 8,000 amas out of the city. Eh, bird's over there. Hefka. Go trap to your heart's content. Within 8, we said 50 amas. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya. Yeah, the answer is as follows. Meshit Shaya Tuva. Of course they fly more than 50 amas. 50 amas is 150 feet. Of course they fly further than 50 amas. That wasn't the Shaila. The problem is, V'kursaya b'chamishim amsamalya. They only eat in the first 50 amas. Of course they travel 8,000 amas. That's for sure true. But they won't eat beyond the first 50. So when it comes to traps, has to be 8,000 amas away. When it comes to food, have first 50. That's how we resolve it. That's the next question. Right? So that's how we answer. When it comes to eating, first 50 amas. Once beyond 50 amas, the birds will not eat. But they're filled up already. They'll wait. What about trap? That you have to wait 8,000 amas. Umeshit shloshim ris? What? 30 ris? 8,000 amas? Vesulo, that's it? For Tanya. Ubiyishav afia meya mil lo yifros. Even 100 mil. You can't set up trap. What are you telling me 8,000 amas? 100 mil? How much is 100 mil? It's a huge amount. Right? So Rabbi Yosef Amar. Rabbi Yosef answers the question. No, Biyishav Kramim. We're talking about, they could travel 100 mil if they have rest, yishav krumim. There's places to rest. They stop, it's krumim. They stop, they eat, they keep on going, they eat, they keep on going. Then they could travel for way longer. When we said 30 ris, we meant without anywhere for them to stop. Or Rava Amar, another answer, yishav shovchin, if there's other dovecotes too, they could rest. If there's other places they could rest, then they could travel much further. What? So I guess the right. I don't know. It's a good question, but it must be that at some point maybe they'll eat again. They have places to rest. If they have places to rest, they can travel much further. So then, wait a minute. Then what do you need this whole Gemara for? But typically, just say mishum shovchin gufayu. Of course, you can't trap the birds if there are other dovecotes there. If there are other dovecotes there, that's a clear indication that there's other birds there. Other birds there. Of course, you can't take them. What do we need this reason about how far away it is? Other dovecotes here. Other dovecotes here. Of course you can't take it. So the Gemara answers, Ibai Samadid. No, they're yours. You own an extremely large amount of area. You have 100 miles of wood in the area. You own that. So the bird will travel way farther. They're yours. So that's not a problem. You can trap your own birds. But it's not a problem stealing, because they're yours. Ibai Sema, they're yours. Ibai Sema, the Kanani, they belong to Goyim, and there's no issue of stealing them. You're not allowed to steal from a Goy, but this is like not really stealing, because they're coming on their own. So if the birds fly from somewhere else on their own, when it's a Jews, we don't allow you to keep it. When it's the Goyim, we allow you to keep it. V'yibayisema, or the Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's Hefker. Okay, these are just abandoned perches for the birds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bayis, Beisar, Bas, Kurin, right? If it's a small area, we said, and you bought an existing thing, and it's way shorter than the numbers that Rehuda gave, not a problem. So, Amar of Papa of Itam Rav Zvid, Rav Papa said, or some say Rav Zvid said, Zoso Meres, that's how we know, to un in lilokeach, we will taina on behalf of a purchaser. We have no idea what happened previously. We have no idea. But we will taina for him. It must be, we'll make such a taina. The neighbor's going to come and say, "What's going on here? He's trapping all my birds." What do you mean? Well, Taina, on behalf of the purchaser, what do you mean? This thing's been here for 30 years. Do we know what happened with the previous owner? We have no clue. But we will Taina on his behalf. It must be there was a deal. And also, if it's only Yorish, same thing, we make the same Taina for Yorish. He inherits. He has no idea what the story was of his father or his grandfather. He has no clue. We'll Taina on his behalf for his benefit. Yoresh Tanina, we learned that already. Haba Mishum Yerusha, and it's Arach Taina. If you have a lawsuit, a sichzuch with a neighbor about a Yerusha, you don't have to bring any raya. How are you supposed to know? You inherited it. We'll tie it on your behalf. So the Gemara says, you're right, that is extra. Lokeach it's trichalei. You're right, the only reason we threw in Yorish is because we wanted to teach you about a lokeach. So we threw in a Yorish. In a Chanami, there is no Chiddush. The Gemara says, lokeach nami tanina. That's also old news. That a lokeach, we make the same taina. Because there's a Mishnah later on, Adaf Nun, Nodaf Samach, that lokeach chotzer, if somebody buys a chotzer, ubazizin the guzus throughout, and it has ledges and, I don't know, things that protrude, balconies, whatever they are. Hareza bichis kasa. We assume, we plead on your behalf, on behalf of this purchaser, that these balconies and stuff are permitted. I have a sticking out into the Rosh Hashanah. My ledge is sticking way out into the street. We will plead on your behalf that somehow it's mutter. So we know it already. So the Gemara says not stricha. We need both cases. We need the case of the chatzer, and we need the case over here of the neighbor. Had we only had the case over there about the neighbor, about the chatzer with shasarabim, hasam, gabi with shasarabim, the emor, because the guy could say that the previous owner, kones lesoch shalohu, really, he owned this land. This is not Rosh Hashanah land. It's really his own land. It looks like it belongs to Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, because he wanted to put a ledge there, so he reassessed the property so he could put a ledge. Is it Rosh Hashanah? No, it's his own land. The area underneath the balcony, people walk there. What can he do? Can't stop them. There's no fence. But the balcony is perfectly Rosh Hashanah. It's his own property. What happened? He reassessed his house so that the balcony will stick out and not protrude into Rosh Hashanah. But there's no fence, so people started to walk there. Who owns it? It belongs to him. So the Rabbim can't say, listen, you got to remove that balcony now. We will tie in on his behalf. No, it's mutter to be there. The whole thing is private property. Aval hacha. No, we won't say that here. The Ashmin, or you could say hacha here, given the yachid who, since it's a private property, the next door neighbor is bugging you. Hey, what's that dove thing doing over there? You're taking away my birds. Ema, but what, this has been going on for a very long time. Ema piuse paise. Either you made some kind of deal, he appeased him. Inami or rachuli achel gabe. He was mochel. Right? Avo rabin, but it comes to the rabin, man pious. Who are you appeasing? Who are you paying off? The mayor? There's no one to pay off. It's the rabin's right to use that property. Uman shavik. Who's going to be mochel? There's no one to be mochel. What, you're going to go to every person in the town? Are you mochel? The guy has a balcony that sticks out into the street. There's no such mechila. Ema, I would say that there's no way that when you sell this area, the guy buys it, it's considered bought. Tzvichi, it's considered bought. That's how they're both mentioned. Okay? Harehu bichizkaso. How could it be a chazaka? Va'omar of Nachan, Omar Abba Baravua, ain chazaka linazakin. There is no chazaka. It's a chazaka for damage. Right? There's no chazaka for damage. What? No, the neighbor's been complaining. What do you mean? This thing's been bugging me for such a long time. Why don't you open your mouth? So what do we say? You have a chazaka. Must be. He paid off. You have an agreement. But didn't we say there's no chazaka for damage? So the answer to what we said. Rav Mari Amar Bekutra, Rav Zid Amar Bezakisei. When did we say there's no chazaka for damage? When you cross the line. You put up an outhouse. You put up a smoke factory. It's terrible, terrible fumes. That's when we say there's no chazaka for damage. It's so blatant. Here, what's the blatancy? What, he put up a perch? That's not so terrible. So for then, we will never say it. Okay? Next Mishnah. I have to apologize. There's a ton of numbers on this Mishnah, on this page. We're not going to do most of it because I didn't have a chance to prepare so much. And that's not even the main reason. The main reason is because I don't have my Sfarim. Because I don't have the new Sefer didn't come out explaining all of it. I just have a question to ask without really an answer, but we'll do our best. It's a very, very famous Gemara. We've said this Gemara a million times, and I'm actually going to read the Gemara. We've said it many, many times, but we never read it. Here's the story. Nipul hanimtza b'soch chamishim amma. Let's say you're walking within the 50 amas and you see a bird on the floor. The bird's sitting there. Who owns that bird? So the Mishnah says, harehu shel bala shovach. It belongs to the bala shovach. We just got finished saying that between the first 50 amos, who does it belong to? It belongs to the owner of the shovach. Chutz michamishim amah, if it's beyond 50 amos, who does it belong to? Harehu shel motzo. It belongs to the finder. Right? Because there's no owner. It's hefker. There's no owner. Question of the feeding. Fine, so now we found it 55 amos away. So we will assume, we don't say that chazakah, that it belongs to the owner, it's after 50 amos. I know, it's a good question actually.
Somebody else.
What? We're going to get to that. Gemara's going to ask that question. But let's assume for argument's sake that it would only be flying in the air, what's it doing on the floor? Since it's on the floor, it belongs to the finder. Nimtza ben shnei shovchos korov lozeh. What if it's between two? What if it's between two different dovkos? So korov lozeh shalom, korov lozeh shalom. If it belongs to him, if it's closer to his, it's his. If it's closer to his, it's his. Mechsal mechsa. What if it's smack in the middle? Who does it belong to? Shneim yachloku. You divide it. Why? Who it belongs to? You divide it. Okay. That's going to get into the chazaka issues of the next perek. When the huge discussion, when do you say Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya? And when do you say Yachloku? Two people walk into bed and each holding half a talis. What's the halacha? Yachloku. Why do you say Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya? The answer is, you can't say that if no one is a muchsuk. No one's the muchsuk. So here, you walk into, no one's the muchsuk. It's on the floor, nowhere's land. No muchsuk, you say Yachloku. Okay, that's different yachloku than sumchah. Sumchah says whenever it's a suffix, you say yachloku. That's a different kind of yachloku. There are places where we'll say yachloku. Oh, we're going to get to the fly. You'll see. Amar Rabbi Chanina. What do you see from here? Rove the karov. If I have a rove and I have a karov, holchen achar a rove. I go after the rove. The afal gav, the ruva doraisa, the kurva doraisa, even though they're both doraisa. How do I know you go bus a rov? It's a beferish apostolic. Achir rabba mahatos. You follow the rov. How do I know I go bus a karov? Because you do that by egla rufa. Whichever city's closer, that's the one that we say has to bring the carbon for this mace that you found in the road. Right? So both have doraisa concepts. Which one wins? Rove wins. How does he see that rove wins over here? Because we say that most birds, rove of birds within 50 amos belong to this guy. Right? Even though, afilo hachi ruba adif, ruba is better. Even though there could be, what's karov here?
Most birds in the world don't belong to this guy. The karov is the proximity.
But I know, I understand.
The rove birds in the world are not his, and the karov is, well,
this guy was. This guy was a huge dove, and one guy's got two
doves,
but it's within a certain closer to him, and the other one just has a majority.
Right. So we go
bust
a rove.
That's the answer.
So how's this rove? What's the rove?
You've got a lot more of them.
And we don't go bust a rove. We're going after the karov then.
You find 55 yeah, amos to the karov.
We gotta work that up.
No, because you find 55 amos away.
Then it's
Karov.
It's outside the 50.
But you've got majority?
Majority is that
most birds in the world. Is that the pshat?
Somebody else.
What?
Most birds or
the world don't want.
You've got a lot more.
It's not Karov. It's Rove. You go after the Rove. Yeah, but he's saying we have both at the same time that you're taking Karov over Rove.
No, right. Rove beats Karov. If they're in conflict, Rove beats Karov. So how is Rove beating Karov here? What's the rove? What's the rove? What's the rove? Does anyone here know?
And their explanation doesn't make any sense.
What's the rove here? Let's think this out. I'll tell you the honest truth, I don't know. What's the rove? Right? Anyone have an idea what the rove is?
Yeah, most birds.
Most birds
don't come from this shova, right?
Most birds in the world don't come, but Karov says it should come because it's so close. And what do we say? We go by the rove.
Right.
And who can keep it? The finder. Right. So you're talking about a case where it's beyond the 50. Right. And if it's within the 50, then we do go bust a karov. Right? So then what is the Gemara saying? And Tosfos has a different question. Tosfos says, this is old news, because we say, if you have nine stores, nine kosher stores and one treif store, what's the halacha? You find a piece of meat, what's the halacha? We go bust a rov. Right? Right? What if it's right in front of the treif store?
Still
go bust a rov.
So that makes sense.
What do you see? Rov beats karov. That's what I need this mission for. Here we see that rov, it's an old news, rov beats karov. Right? I don't even know what the rov is here. I've got to be honest with you. I'm totally stuck. But having said that, I don't know what the rov is. Whatever, to think this out. Maybe we'll have a chance tomorrow to go over it some more. Masa verb zera. Wait a minute. How could you tell me rov beats karov? It's completely not true. V'hayira karov ela chalol. When it comes to Egla Rufa, what do we say? The closer city. What if the next city has eight times the amount of people?
You probably have to take it. You have to probably look at both of them. If a car was talking about within 2 hours,
right?
So it's closer by 2 hours,
right?
So it's a possibility because you have so many of them from the other thing,
right?
That within 2 hours. You can have a...
Right, so what about the Eglah Rufa? The mace is found, Karov to one city.
Exactly.
But the other cities, Rov. Much bigger city.
By how much?
It doesn't make a difference. A gazillion. What do we say? We go by Sakharov. So what do you see? We go by Sakharov. So the Gemara says... The Gemara has a different answer. The Gemara says... Bidaleka. Now, there is no other city nearby. So the whole Eglah Rufa is where there is no other city nearby. Or maybe the other city not as big. Rashi says they're the same size.
Yeah, you have to be the city.
Exactly. So Rashi says the same size. V'lezel basaruba da alma. What is it? More people in the world don't come from this city. So the Gemara says, no. The Beyoshev is being Haharim. We're talking about what's in between two mountains. So no one's ever traveling here over here anyway. So the whole Eglah Rufa only applies in between two mountains where you have two cities. The same size, one's closer than the other, we go by Sakharov. Otherwise, we go by Sakharov. You hear what Eglah Rufa is now?
Very limited.
Very limited. Now, wait a minute. That town is responsible. Why?
Because
they're the closest one. Aye, but they're not the majority. Makes no difference. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hanipal Hamot Tanimta Besoch HaMishimama, if a bird is found within 50 amos, it belongs to the owner of the shovach. What about the amount of shovach in the whole world are much more? The Gemara says, no, but Deleka, there are no other ones. Or no other ones that are bigger. Wait a minute. The Sefer said, if 50 amas more, it belongs to the finder. And if there's no other ones, it certainly belongs to this guy. It's 55 amas away. So what? There's no other. It can't belong to anyone else. So the Gemara says, "Hachamai eskinam." We know what we're talking about over here. This is your issue. Vimedada. It's just jumping around. It can't fly. So the Amar of Ukva Bar Chama Kol Hamedada. If it jumps around, Ein Medada Yosaminun. It will not jump more than 50. Therefore, since it is more than 50, we don't know who it belongs to, and then he can pick it up and keep it. Okay. There's no question that this Gemara needs a better Hesber. No question about it. And I'm remiss. Maybe Michael's probably giving tomorrow. I'll tell him to work it out for him. But before we stop, got to do two more lines. By Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah asked the following question: Raglo achas besoch nun ama, one leg of the bird on the 50-yard line. Viraglo achas chutz michamishim ama, and the other leg of the bird is on the other side of the 50-yard line. Mahu, what's the halacha? What? Huh? What does the Gemara answer? Alda, because of this question, Afke Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Lebe Midrasha. They threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of the base of Medrash. You hear? Now, why did they throw him out? Isn't he right? What's Rabbi Yirmiyah timing? Rabbi Yirmiyah is claiming your shear is not precise.
Isn't this the last straw of any
other question? Yeah. So don't worry. Now, the Kuf something in the 150 dot from now, they're going to let him back in. Doesn't stay out forever. By the way, Rabbi Yirmiyah always asks these kinds of questions. Always asks these like hair split. You think they're hair splitting. They're not hair splitting. They are, what is the shear that you've given? You've given a shear of 50 amos. Well, what if it's right on the yard line? Now, Tosfos says, look at the Tosfos of, where is it? Of Yalda Atkir B'yim L'Bayim B'Drasha. Ein L'Famash B'Shem D'Boy Milsa D'Lo Shechicha Klal. They didn't throw him out because he asked an unusual question. That's not why they threw him out. The Hechi is Rami, the Radal Achas, Pesach Hamishim, Radal Achas, Chutzal Hamishim, Betzimtzum. How could it be that it could be Mamish on the border, on the yard line? That's not why they threw him out. The Ashkechilas, the Masnisa Nami, Bekai Gavna Ivory. The Mishnah said the exact same thing. If it's, what did the Mishnah say? Mechsal Mechsal Yachloku. The Mishnah said that. That's not why they threw him out. I diktoni mechsal mechsal yachloku. For Nero Lorbeinu Tam, why'd they throw him out? Mishum hachiafku. Mishum dimedada ena medada klal yosem echamishim amma. All we do is measure 50 amos. Afilu raglo achas b'chol hamidos chachamim kein hu. In other words, all the measurements of the chachamim are like that. What they explain Tosfos to mean is he was belittling the chachamim. Well, what if? What do you mean, what if? We've given you a shear. We've said 50 amos. We take a measuring stick, and is this bird within 50 amos? The answer is yes. One leg is over there, so what? Well, what's your question?
Well, now, this question is more valid than that. Because you have to think about it. That means everyone at 50 amos also stops and it's done.
Right.
It can't. But it's not. There's only
why? We said that birds don't fly to eat more than 50 amos.
So it never can go 50 and a half amos.
Right. Right.
Come on.
Right. I agree with you. I think that his question was not. It wasn't hair splitting. It's just your shear, your measurement is undefined. Exactly. It's undefined. Right? Right, right. That's exactly what he's asking. So they threw him out for that. No?
Yeah. Pshat's not that it can't go more than 50. Obviously, it can't.
Right. That's where the cutoff is.
So
you're saying that the Rabbi Yirmiyahu was being mezalzel.
He was.
Yeah, of course
he was.
I thought he was. So Tosfos says he was.
They made a number.
So he's asking, but it's on the border.
It happens that you can fly more than that.
Right.
It could be 51 for this one, 30 for that
right.
one. But they made a number. You got to stick with the number.
Right. All right. We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.